Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
Yeah? How about now?
Episode 26.
Testing. 1, 2. Is this thing on?
It's on.
All right.
We're ready.
Here we go. Let's do it. Did you say donut?
I have donut head on the mind, but I wanted to say, as Ohio Pie says, let her rip. First and foremost, we have to give a birthday shout out to Robert Mills, who's celebrating his 102nd birthday today.
Holy heck. That's a long time.
It is.
Good for you. And he looks great.
Yeah, he does.
Happy birthday, Robert.
Did we have any doubt that Donut Land was going to be number one donuts in Northeast Ohio?
And Strongsville tried to get donuts seen, but stomp on them, and we showed them Donut Land still reigning champ.
24% of the votes out of all the top 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. I mean, when you think about the other 74 divided by the 19.
Yeah.
That's
too much math. I can't do that, but yeah. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
So congratulations, Donut Land. Congratulations, Brunswick, for having that in our city.
Yeah.
And
everyone that voted, good job.
Yeah. I mean, I was smashing the keyboard every hour. Because it was close. They were about 16-17% with 3 or 4 of them. And then somebody posted in the group a couple more times
and pulled ahead and
took off,
made it happen. Good job, everybody.
Oh,
so yeah, this is kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we need. That's what we need.
What did we talk about last week?
Sub shops.
We talked about Jimmy John's.
We did,
week, right?
And now, guess what? We're getting another one. Yeah. This one's a little bit different though, because they just do steaks, like original steak and hoagies.
Right.
So I actually know Jeff, and so I reached out to him and I said, Brunswick, where? And he said, I can't tell you. So everyone thinks I have the scoop on everything, but
yeah. So send us your ideas of where it would be. Yeah,
I thought you were going to guess.
I don't know where it would be.
You saw Little Caesars is moving back in.
Yeah.
Saw that. So.
Yeah. So both those plazas are completely full.
That's out.
There's nothing over by Chipotle. There's nothing. I mean, maybe back by Brunswick Town Center. There's some open businesses there.
Well, the Geeked Out place is too big.
There is a small one in Kmart Plaza. There's some.
Oh, that's true.
A couple available there.
And let's go off script again. I texted you today. The Indian thing, the banner's up. For the, what is it called?
Indian Spice.
Indian Spice.
So it looks like we are getting an Indian restaurant. The rumors are true.
Here we go. So nice to have another option. That'll be great.
I've been to Original Steak and Hoagies in Seven Hills. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can report that. Another business we got coming up that is inching closer, little by little.
Little by little,
all
that's
of,
right.
I feel like we've been doing this in all of 2023. Hot Shots doing a complete remodel inside. We finally got a peek of the inside. They got rid of all those stairs that go up to some tables and railings to get around to
it
the
looks
little
brighter.
Sections. It does.
Looks brighter in there.
Because there's less wood walls. I mean, all those walls were dark brown. And it looks like there's going to be ample space, ample seating. Looks like it's going to be bright.
As long as they get the guys in the gray sweatpants to work there, I'm good.
They should have a Thursday night, ladies' night wear.
Right?
Yeah.
Why should it always be about the guys, candy?
That's a good idea. You should send that in to them.
I should.
This one had me a little concerned and puzzled. I mean, earlier in the week, there was a couple.
Leaf fires
that somebody set along the side of the road. You know, everybody's lining up their leaves for the city to pick up, and there was multiple leaf piles on fire throughout the city. So I don't know if anybody was caught, but startling.
I don't know. There were some reports of a red pickup, but I don't know if that was legit or not. So hopefully our PD will look into it. I know. They're good. They're good people. They'll figure it out. So what do you got going on there?
This one's Moxie's Grill in Brunswick is looking for, if you're looking for nights and weekends, tips are included and you get a check every week.
Hmm. While we're on the topic of, I like how they put their name up there. It says, in the Marks Plaza behind Rainforest Car Wash. That's their entire name on Facebook. So speaking of Rainforest Car Wash, I'm going off script for
it's
everything.
All right.
You're like, I can't keep up. They're having their canned food drive. So if you go in and drop off some canned food items and you get a free car wash.
Oh man, my car would love
that.
At
Rainforest.
It needs it so bad.
See? So head up there soon and then all the donations are going to the Brunswick food pantry.
Oh, that's good.
So.
That's good because a lot of more people are asking for food resources than in the past.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot more posts about that. So let's get those pantries restocked by visiting Rainforest Car Wash and getting a free car wash. All right. What do we got here? You posted. You did this one. Project Noel. Tell us about that.
I did. So Niner's Diner, again, is doing Project Noel. And it's kind of like adopt a child. You pick an envelope and then you shop for them and do whatever you can. No certain dollar amount or anything like that. And then return the gifts by the 1st of December, unwrapped. And Niner's will take care of the rest and get it to a child in need. So that's pretty cool. They're doing that again this year.
Speaking of Niners, they're opening up a second location in Wadsworth.
You're going off script now. See?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Blue. Yeah. They bought the Blue Tip, I think was the name of the place. I've never been there. Yeah. So it's huge.
Yeah. Here's one. Danny Rogers of Bounce House Near Me wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for their second year in business. If anybody doesn't know, it's a couple of kids that started a company 2 years ago when they graduated Brunswick High School and then Ohio State, working for themselves and doing a great job managing the business. I've had their Bounce Houses here twice now. I've seen them in a couple other places. On-time delivery.
Yeah.
Very friendly, very responsive.
They've grown their, I want to say, fleet. I guess it's not their inventory.
Their arsenal,
I guess that's it.
Of bouncing.
There you go. So it's great to see a couple of local kids making it, getting their hustle on.
Yeah. Got any other posts you want to talk about?
What else? There was some stuff. Oh, we got to talk about the tree lighting. So we're going to take a quick break, I guess, and then come back and do events.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that seems to work.
All right, let's do that. Hey, Brunswick, we have a big announcement to go along with the Christmas tree lighting. We're going to keep adding some festivities, and we're going to have a Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition. And that's for the whole month of December, so you have to have your stuff up by December 1st. And then we will post pictures on the page, and then you get to vote. It's the people's choice. They get to vote. So what are you voting on? Well, you're going to vote on a business, and the business package is sponsored by Valpak and Mulligan's Bar and Grill of Strongsville, and it's a catered lunch for your business up to $500.
Wow.
That's an amazing package right there. Then we have the house competition. That is sponsored by the Moscarino Group, Realtors, and they are donating a $200 Visa gift card.
Very nice.
And then we also don't want to leave out those in apartments. Those apartments, we know not everybody has a balcony, so we're going to do apartment doors. So hopefully you'll get permission from your landlord and decorate your doors, and you get a $100 gift card from Niner's Diner. So that's the whole month of December. Everything needs to be up by December 1st, and stay tuned for more details on that. So we hope you will join us for the Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition. And we're back.
We got some events coming up this week. We got tonight a permanent jewelry pop-up at the Grounded Bean and Sparkled by Ava Bell. Purchase a ticket at their Facebook page and on Eventbrite. And for $10, you get coffee, latte, and $10 off your purchase of permanent jewelry. So free coffee, free latte, and $10 off your purchase of permanent jewelry with a $10 ticket.
And that's during the day, I think, right? It's not in the evening. It's
that
the
one's
day.
11 a.m. to 3. So hopefully you're listening to it right now.
Hurry up. Get over there.
You can run up and get there. I guess we probably should put that in last week's. Oops. Next one.
Voodoo Child.
Mm-hmm. Playing classic rock tunes live at Manzo's tomorrow night, which is Saturday at 8:30 p.m. I love their music venue there. They got a nice little stage, some good lights, good atmosphere.
Good.
So check them out.
Don't forget also about ornament making at Fairtrade, and that'll be tomorrow, Saturday, the 18th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by there, Fairtrade, right next to Luna's, make an ornament, and then bring it up to the tree lighting next week. It's free.
If it's free,
it's for thee.
Don't forget, every Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m., there's a euchre tournament at the Ignite Brewery. They have their Christmas ale on tap now. Delicious stuff. So every Tuesday, you can enter their euchre tournament. Cost is $10 per person, which includes two drink tickets per person.
Wow.
Which
that's a deal.
That is. Teams can be registered in the tap room prior to the event and is 21 and over.
I heard they also have wine now too.
Mm-hmm. And other beverages.
And other beverages.
So it's like seltzers and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff. And I saw they had flatbreads now too.
Yes, they did. They looked amazing.
So continuing to add to that menu. Good stuff.
Are you waiting for me to swear? Or are you waiting?
we usually let you do the swearing.
Oh, I'll do it. Okay. The Backyard, Wednesday, November 22nd, is having a little get together. And you're invited to an ugly ass Christmas sweater party. More details to come, it said. So right. Wednesday, the 22nd.
Yeah, that's the night before Thanksgiving. It's one of the largest beer
bar drinking days. Yeah.
So make sure you're safe out there this holiday season. Designate a driver, call Uber, do what you got to do.
Call Lucas. He'll come get you.
There's a couple
for a small fee.
There's a bar in Brunswick that is invitation only.
I didn't get an invite, did you?
No.
I didn't get one.
No, I did not. That's okay.
All right. Fletcher. I'm not. It's okay, Fletch.
I'm not sad. All right. So, Backyard, Wednesday, November 22nd. Ugly ass Christmas sweater party. Send us pictures of your ugly ass Christmas sweater. I love seeing those.
Oh my goodness.
Here's one for the pups.
Santa Paws is coming to town. Well, coming to Houndstown. See what I did there? You see what I did there, right? So go to Houndstown. Do you have to register ahead of time? Yes. Scan the QR code on their Facebook page or to pre-register, or I'm sure you could call or click the link, or there's lots of different stuff. But a suggested donation is $10. And get a picture with Santa with your pup.
Looks like you can get in there with them. Yeah,
you could do that too. Sure. So also on the calendar, we want to make sure that you guys know that the Brunswick Kiwanis is having their annual craft show. And that will be December 2nd from 10 to 3 at the Rec Center. And there's over 120 vendors this year. So, and most of them being handmade items. So want to encourage everybody to stop by there. Then the day after, tickets are now on sale for Polar Express, which is coming back to the Hickory Ridge Cinemas. Showtimes are 10:30 and 11:30. We'll have Santa there, a hot chocolate bar, the movie, and bring a non-perishable food item for a local pantry. And don't forget to wear your jammies.
And they have all those Christmas trees set up from local businesses?
We do. They're going to be setting up this weekend, actually. So, and if you're a local business and you went in on that, make sure that you reach out to me and we'll get you set up over there.
All right. I think that is all we have. Any other events?
We've got a big one next week.
Oh.
Don't you want to talk about that?
How did I forget about that?
Really?
It's a 40-foot big one.
Oh, my gosh. So, there's a lot of activity this week. You'll see some activity this weekend going on up there at St. Mark Church. We need to 1,001 thank yous to Brad Hoffman at Hoffman Tree, to William Sparanga and Carrie Sparanga, our local artist and electrician extraordinaires. And then also to Dave over at Key Profits and two private individuals that were gracious enough to sponsor some lighting and stuff like that. So we're really excited. Everything is coming together, and we hope you guys will join us next Friday. Mm-hmm. Not tonight. Next Friday, the 24th at 6:30, we will start. Celeste will be there with her ice cream truck, and what's going to be inside the ice cream truck? Hot chocolate, of course. And what else? We're going to have, St. Mark's is going to have a band there, and they're going to be playing Christmas music and jamming out, and of course, Santa and all that other good stuff. So 24th at 6:30.
It's going to be a great time.
We're going to dress you up as the Grinch or something.
When you think about it, you think about putting a tree there, and you think about putting the ornaments and the lights, and where does the tree come from? How does it get there? I did not think how did the tree get there? The tree gets there on a truck, and you have to create a rack to put it on. There's not a tree moving rack. Normally you take it off, you shoot it through a chipper and it's gone, or you cut it up into little pieces. We need the whole tree from where it's coming from to where it's going.
I mean, there's literally probably over a dozen people working on this behind the scenes. And then next Friday, again, not today, but next Wednesday, actually, they're going to be decorating. And we've got some Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts coming. And Brad's bringing the crane back over to put the lights up towards the top of that 40-foot tree. And I went by Strongsville today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think it's just about as big. However, ours is a real tree.
Oh, they use a fake tree?
They have a fake tree in Strongsville. And I know Medina's isn't as big, so...
Yeah.
But anyway, we are so grateful to everyone that has made this happen. St. Mark has just been, they've opened up their doors and their resources and have just been amazing. So hopefully this is the first of many to come. You guys said you wanted a tree, so make sure you guys show up. And
so come on out. We'll see you Friday, day after Thanksgiving at 6:30.
Absolutely.
And that's it, Brunswick. Enjoy your week. Be safe. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.